Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Guys, we're just starting the camera early because we were having a little lunch, a little snacky poo, and Doughboy said something ridiculous.
Okay.
And I want y'all to weigh in on this. Unpopular opinion.
Unpopular opinion.
Ridiculous now.
Black people are now are like third on the hierarchy of fried chicken as far as preparation. We're no longer number one. Asian people make better fried chicken than black people. And we eating some Thai fried chicken right now, and it's flames. I'm just saying. I mean, black people used to be unequivocally unchallenged in fried chicken. I don't know that we are anymore.
First of all, black people are number one. In
front and you're saying this as you shining up a Thai chicken bone like a triple gold Dayton. So just know that a black man didn't make that.
I didn't say Thai people or Chinese people couldn't do chicken wings.
You think that you think black people are still number one?
Number one.
I don't know that we are.
They are number one.
I don't think that we are.
We are.
Because their crisp is better. The flavoring at this point.
Are you talking about restaurants or are you talking
I'm talking about
or homes. Who's frying your chicken?
Tony don't fry chicken. See, Tony don't fry chicken.
You got one of them young girls. That's the problem. You got one of them young girls. Them young girls don't know how to fry no chicken.
Yo, back in the I ain't going to hold you.
A fried chicken, baked biscuit. Tony baked biscuit.
Nah,
Tony
man.
Tony don't bake no
look,
biscuit.
Look, man, listen.
Oh.
I need one of the older sisters.
Oh, I bet she got a TikTok, though.
She do.
Does she?
Yes.
She got a TikTok. She ain't got no TikTok on that fried chicken, Tony. That's the problem. She don't know how to fry no chicken. You need to turn a TikTok on that 8 to 10 for them thighs.
Yo, I just realized she ain't never made fried chicken.
See, you mess with them young girls.
See, man.
Well, she's making shrimp scampi.
Yes.
Alfredo.
She's literally making shrimp Alfredo today. I wish I was joking.
Is she making the sauce from scratch? Or
no,
is it
she's ragu.
Oh.
Tony, I'm sorry. Because you know I care for you, but listen.
So you had a woman, 148?
See?
A Mildred? A Bertha?
She making biscuits from scratch? I don't know. That's Tony. You know I got
Tony,
love for
you better learn how to fry. That's what your problem
is. She trying to FaceTime me now. Don't try to FaceTime me now.
FaceTime your auntie. FaceTime your auntie. Have her teach you how to fry chicken.
But no, but for real, I don't know. Like, if I had to put this, like, some Asian fried chicken over, like, Roscoe's.
Hold it. First of all, you're out of your mind.
We can have that conversation.
First of all, you're out of your mind.
Okay.
I don't be drinking soda like that.
I told you, it's crazy when you forget how it makes you feel.
My body has forgotten what
like
soda
is. Like, like your body was looking out for us. Like, hold on, give us a second.
Your body was like, hey.
Let's read the room first.
I'm trying to wake up. I just flew from Chicago. We'll talk about that.
Okay.
And Doughboy brought sodas, and I had no whipping.
There it is. Come on.
Yeah. The little
Come
baby
on.
Got
Amen.
The bigger puppy.
Asian fried chicken
burp. Why do I smell your breakfast right now?
Asian fried chicken burp to the world.
Hallelujah.
Okay. So first, let me tell you the first problem.
Okay.
L.A. traditionally has very little good soul food restaurants.
Facts.
Okay. Roscoe's, I don't know if it's even considered a soul food restaurant. They're mostly chicken and waffles. I don't think they ascribe themselves.
And then what else do they have? M&M's?
They have Doolin's.
Doolin's.
And that's the only one I really
even hear
about.
Is there fried chicken flames there?
Doolin's is solid. Doolin's is solid.
We're talking about L.A.?
Yeah.
LA.
What about Gus's?
I don't know
Gus's is good, but that ain't black. Gus's is white.
Which is interesting.
You ain't never met a brother named Gus.
You know,
Augustus.
Who was the guest we had 2 weeks ago?
Anaya?
Her husband owns Gus's Fried Chicken.
Anaya's not married.
Anaya's not married.
You're talking about the Love Hour girl.
Yeah.
Dr. Garcia.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah, I got cooked. Never mind.
That's your problem. One, L.A. don't have a lot of soul food places.
Okay, so then that's not my fault because I am a Los Angeles native.
You are not a Los Angeles native.
I live here now. What does that mean?
I'm a Los Angeles
resident.
I'm a Los Angeles resident. I'm an Angelino.
Angelino, by the way, let's pause.
Is that the thing?
Yes.
It's the thing?
Angelinos are probably one of the worst names of a city.
Is that what they call us?
Angelinos.
I think it's Angelinins.
No, it's Angelinos. And I know from the movie Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx, what was that? Collateral?
Collateral Damage.
No, just Collateral.
No, it was Collateral Damage.
It wasn't.
Josh?
Don't look at me. Was it Collateral? I'm not a part of this at all. Other than
hey,
me
Siri, what was that
mic.
Movie with Jamie Foxx and Tom Cruise? Bet $50 on it.
Here's one movie with Jamie Foxx.
$75. $1,000. It's Collateral.
Collateral.
Okay. So he says that. Okay, Siri, shut up. They were talking about it. They're called Angelinos. Second of all, so you're not really eating black restaurants that much, if ever. You probably haven't eaten at a soul food restaurant in Los Angeles.
But I was in 5 to 10 years. Chicken is better than black people fried chicken.
Okay, now you're just
I'm not even trying to rock the boat. Albert Maybe because I'm not around black fried chicken enough.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Your sample size is so low.
But okay, but we've been
you
around
just
the
say
country.
Ridiculous
what
stuff.
What when we go? You know, I still haven't had Harold's.
You're missing out.
Okay, so what? But where have we gone?
Well, that's the thing. Like,
is Bojangles like lit?
Bojangles is a franchise.
That's
fascinating. Is that yeah. considered black?
Fried chicken? No. I mean, do you consider Popeyes black because the commercials? Yeah, there'd be lady. Black people in there. Yeah. I don't really count it if it's franchise, but okay. I would agree. Most people thinking Popeyes and Bojangles consider black chicken.
So you don't feel like Asian people are anywhere near close to black people in the?
No, I didn't say that.
Is it at least closer than it was 15 years ago?
I don't think it's changed.
Okay.
I think I've pretty much always liked Asian fried chicken, especially in D.C. They fried chicken
in
D.C.
And they put the mumbo sauce on it out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, with the fried rice, it's a whole thing. But I don't think they've leapfrogged black restaurants or black people.
Well, we got to figure out.
Word on the streets is they learned how to fry. So I don't. Did you know this? Did you guys know this? So I read an article or watched a video about why there's so many Chinese restaurants.
Okay. Talk to me.
And I could be mistaken because I only watched it once. Mm-hmm. But essentially the thought was, I think there was an immigration loophole, so to speak, that if you were opening a business, it was easier to immigrate to the United States.
Okay.
So a whole bunch of Chinese people were opening restaurants and they would open a restaurant, get somebody immigration. Now you run that. Mm-hmm. Then we would open one for you.
And then
you both get a job at a restaurant. And that's why there's so many Chinese restaurants, because they're bringing their people over, opening businesses, because it was thought if you could help the economy, we'll help you immigrate faster.
Right.
And that's why there's so many
Asian
restaurants, Chinese restaurants. So I do agree that Chinese and Thai fried chicken wings are good.
Now, do you think that because a lot of
I would
of them
not put them above black people, and don't you ever disrespect. Huh? During Black History Month, you're going to follow up. Black Panther was mad with black
I'm
people don't
saying,
even own fried chicken.
I'm just saying, like, because I grew up always thinking that, like, that's what we do, you know, as a people. We make the best fried chicken. And lately, I've just been like, man,
But you're not even comparing it.
That's my flaw.
That's why. But then why do you say ridiculous things if you're
because
not even.
Because sometimes I just live in my bubble.
You live in the moment too much. That's why you always
That's
sound
why
ridiculous.
I feel like more people should do.
No. Because you're making an unfair comparison. All you're really saying is, I've been eating a lot of Asian fried chicken. I haven't eaten a lot of black fried chicken. Therefore, Asian is better.
Okay, that's much.
That doesn't make sense.
That's what
at
I meant
all.
To say. But
if
I'm
it was better,
more,
you would be saying, man, I've been going to Soul Food and I've been going to this Chinese spot for the last 5-6 years. The Chinese spot has been getting better and better.
Because I'm not even playing it fair because
you're
I'm
not
even.
Not
I'm just
even,
eating
you're not even
one
comparing.
Of them.
You're
I'm just
eating
one and then shutting the other.
And
you're
therefore
right.
making another argument.
I see what you're saying.
So,
okay.
Anyway, right. We haven't even done the intro yet.
What up? This is the 253-pound doughboy.
This is Kevin, who's also 253 pounds.
And this is another installment of Started Off to the Right. Righteous and ratchet and Asian people, they make really good fried chicken. I didn't mean no disrespect to all of the black folks. But the Asians are doing their thing, too. So let's get this stuff out
let's
of here.
Let's clean this out of the way.
Get your weekly dose of R&R, hey.
Right. So here's my TikTok strategy before you go into what you were going to
do. You have a strategy for TikTok?
Yes.
Okay.
First, I wasn't going to do TikTok.
Okay.
Because I was just like, enough. Mm-hmm. Right? I can't.
It's too many things.
Then I saw Trevor Wallace, 2 million fans.
On TikTok?
In like, what, 6 or 8 months?
Not even, Josh. Maybe 3 to 5. First of all,
so
I thought there was
all
a
your
man
other numbers.
Sitting in this other office. And it's your reflection. And I was like, who is
my
there?
Reflection?
Hey,
it is
hey,
your head.
Hey, sir.
I was like,
he was like, who is that stuff out, man?
So anyway, I'm just putting my dad jokes.
Okay.
Dad jokes that I said on All Dev or you said on TikTok. Just silly. First of all, they get crazy engagement. Just a 15 second, not on TikTok.
Okay.
But I put them on TikTok and then I just post them on Twitter and stuff.
Okay.
So I posted the Will Smith one.
Right. Fresh Prince.
No, no. I posted the Why Are Black People So Tall one.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're Negroes, right? Is. This dude just responded to me on Twitter, coon.
What? Really? Because you made a Negro joke?
But he doesn't follow me.
I got talked too crazy because I said Black Panther was meh. Not as crazy as I would have thought, though. A lot of people are coming out of them shadows like, yeah, they like it too. I thought I would have got washed a lot worse.
I saw, so my homeboy from Seattle, he said on the Instagram video, I agree. I've been saying that from the beginning. And then he went on Twitter to continue why it was mad. He actually had an interesting argument, which you probably should have said. He said if you rank the Marvel films top to bottom,
that's good.
Black Panther falls somewhere in the middle. Therefore, it's mid. He said Black Panther's mid. That's a better argument.
Didn't I say that?
You said it was meh.
Isn't that the same thing?
It's very similar, but the argument
slope,
of
meh is a slippery slope?
Not a slippery slope. It's just meh means the movie's just average, okay. Right? But mid means if I really
enjoy
this.
First of all, how would you know what mid is? You ain't never.
Middle, not weed.
Oh, okay. That's what.
And I know what mid means for. You don't have to smoke weed.
To be fair,
that's
the origination of where mid came from.
That's the origination where it came from.
Weed? Yeah, it's a mid shelf.
It's a mid shelf.
Not that I'm well versed in.
I just knew middle.
I guess it was.
No, it's exactly
but
what
yeah,
it's
but it originated
for.
From right. smoking. And you
oh,
don't
that's
do that.
That's some mid.
I smoke weed.
Shut up.
I be smoking the ganja. But if you would have said Marvel makes amazing films, here are my top seven, and here's my bottom seven, and Black Panther ranks around the middle, that's a different argument. See, your biggest problem on Unpopular Opinion
is execution.
It's your execution of your argument.
Dang it.
You never articulate correctly what you say, and then people are just like, Doughboy just be saying stuff.
And then
stuff.
They write me off because of the dumb things I do say.
Exactly.
But his execution, the passion that he has behind it, can sell
to
anybody.
Oh, I'm
going
to sell anything. I believe it.
Yeah, so here's what I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. You can be you or you can be Skip Bayless. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Skip Bayless does what you do just better.
Right.
Right? He's utterly ridiculous.
But he has.
In his disdain for
but
LeBron.
But his arguments are well constructed.
But his arguments are enough for you to be like, what will this dude do? He will still say LeBron's clutch numbers. He will still say LeBron's not clutch. Even though LeBron's clutch numbers ranked amongst the greatest clutch in fourth quarter, in last minute, in overtime, in game six, game seven, and all the factors that you say clutch. But he'll point to a LeBron mistake and say, this is why he's not clutch. But and because people live in the moment, they'll forget all this other stuff.
And because he is so good at constructing his arguments, it makes you at least makes him a formidable villain instead of you just writing him off as
even though he's completely bogus.
So all I got to do is just a little bit more research.
And people would be like, all you want people to be on Popular Opinion, all you want them to be able to say is like, ooh, I disagree with Doughboy, but he makes some strong points.
Right.
You know who really crafts the best arguments on Unpopular Opinion?
Who?
Angel.
She
Angel
does.
Takes some hard takes.
She does.
I don't want to spoil the one, but the right pack.
Oh, that one was great.
Her Denzel one, it hasn't come out yet, but if you're part of the stage crew /right pack, you've already seen that. Is that the yellow camera?
Yellow camera.
Let's say hello to them real quick.
Oh, we never even said hello to the right. We're sorry. We've been eating.
We're all over
Sunday.
The place. It's Sunday.
Okay. Shout out to the right pack.
It's Sunday. I didn't get to go to
they
church
They are
today.
Watching us right now. You can be a part of the fun for as low as $5 a month. What else do they get in addition to?
That's going through it right now.
Crying again?
No, no. This burp
about
made
to
my
say.
Eyes.
No. Cry again.
Let me tell you what. Black fried chicken burps don't ever be as ridiculous as Asian food fried chicken burps.
You're right.
I'm disgusted with myself right now. I burped and I'm like, get away from me.
Well, shout out to the Right Pack. They are watching this on Sunday. This episode is not going to air until Wednesday. They also get a bonus episode. What else do they get in addition with that same $5?
Ask her. The Gonzi Tape. Love Hour After Dark.
Huh?
In case you missed it, Too Hot for TV.
Slept on
with Doughboy. New episode coming this month.
Yes. No,
you
this
promised?
Week. This, I'm going to shoot it today after this.
Oh, are you?
I brought the thing.
I did not bring that. I literally just gave it.
Shut up and let me have credit for this.
Why do you do that?
I want to feel responsible.
You can just say, I have the thing ready.
Shut up.
You really said I brought this.
I was like, no way.
He didn't bring it.
It's the purple one we've had in the office.
How about this? But stop it. How about this? A lot of people predicted by now that we'd be teleporting to work or living on Mars by now. And a lot of these predictions were wrong. The truth is, we'll always get the future wrong, which is why we need to get life insurance right. That's where Policy Genius can help. Now, guys, I've been really trying to change my life. You know, I've been, you know, paying taxes and doing things that, like most law-abiding citizens do. Life insurance was something that I needed to get, and you think I didn't go to Policy Genius and get it? You're not thinking the best, because I did, okay? Now, Policy Genius makes finding the right life insurance a breeze. In minutes, you can compare quotes from the top insurers to find your best price. You can save $1,500 or more a year by using Policy Genius to compare life insurance policies. Once you apply, the Policy Genius team will handle all the paperwork and the red tape. Now listen to this. Your science fiction dreams for 2020 still haven't become science fact, don't get discouraged. Get life insurance. It just takes a few minutes to find your best price and apply at policygenius.com. Policy Genius will always get the future wrong. Enough. Better get life insurance right. Don't drink no more soda,
Kevin. I'm done.
You're cut off.
I need to
cut them off.
Let me tell you what. In the live chat, Angelica Mister, who is one of our oldest, well, one of my oldest fans, she said we got like 1,000 new patrons members this month. We are now number 41 in the Patreon top 100.
I was just going to ask if we messed up, because there's 555 people in here right now.
What?
No,
555 right now?
No, we're good.
No, wow. I believe you. I'm just saying.
No, we've been chatting it up.
Wow.
So Patreon actually reached out to me. It was like, Kevin, you and Doughboy have been doing such an amazing thing on Patreon. We're actually shooting. That's the reason we're shooting this on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Patreon wants us to promote Patreon.
I seen that.
So we're shooting a commercial for Patreon on Tuesday in Glendale.
And it's because of you guys. Can we give a round of applause to the Patreon?
And they're the reason why I cried last week.
Come on, man.
People were sending me money on Cash App who weren't a part of Patreon.
That's just crazy.
And were like, I missed out. I feel bad. Like, how you feel bad about something I didn't even ask for?
That is crazy.
So anyway, so what do we want? We're all over the place today.
Let's talk about the photograph, because that's what everybody's talking about.
We're going to give you guys a little sneak peek into Spoiler Alert. Mm-hmm. Now, Spoiler Alert is our movie review show. Sometimes we will review a movie that is so important to the culture on the podcast, right? But we'll be doing other movies. So later this week, we're going to shoot Parasite, and we're going to shoot The Circle on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to watch 1917 while I'm on the road this week. Mm-hmm. You have my word. I'm on the road for 5 days this weekend. I have a lot of time.
Hey, man, you're working hard, man. I love you.
So I love you too. So, but sometimes we will. I just don't want the Patreon people to be like, hey, y'all doing our stuff. Like,
but when we do the reviews on the podcast, we won't give away spoilers.
No, we will.
Are we going to give her spoilers right now?
I don't know how to do a review without talking about spoilers.
That's too soon.
That movie.
No. This airs on Wednesday. We can always say spoiler alert. If you haven't watched the movie, skip this part.
But the right path, I mean.
But I think that's a little.
Can you talk about it?
Just don't give away the ending.
I'm not giving away the ending.
Just don't give away any spoilers. That's
fine. To me, I thought you were literally just going to.
Yeah, okay.
No, let's talk about it. I'm not going to talk about this part and this part.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I'll go first.
I feel very strongly. So you can go first. Go ahead.
No, you go first. I want to see what you're very strong in, because you can be one way or the other.
And he can spoil it first, too.
All right. I feel like black cinema is back in a way that I am very, very excited about. I feel like Issa Rae just stepped into leading woman fashion, and I did not see her like that before. Yeah. I always kind of seen her as silly and funny and great, super talented, but I don't. And I always thought she was fine, but... Man, first of all, Issa Rae is gorgeous, and that's just a fact, and that's gorgeous. First. Right. But Lakeith Stanfield, I feel like that's our next guy. Like, he's the next dude to run with. Like, he's just so versatile in what he's able to do.
Pause for a second.
He might be
of this class of new actors.
Yeah.
Do you consider Mahershala new?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, he's head and shoulders above the rest of the people.
No, I'm
Mahershala.
Mahershala is like, yeah, he has two
Oscars.
Lights out. Yeah, he's killing.
He has never missed anything.
But Lakeith is just, what do you qualify?
Lakeith. You're just black. Lakeith is a black thing. We just put that F where the TH should be. That's your heritage.
Let me tell you, I have a theory, and this is what I would say. First of all, I thought the movie was amazing, instant classic. I cried. An amazing
film. Cried?
I absolutely cried.
Why you cried?
At the end, I was just like, ugh! I took him. Tony looked over at me like, I cried. At the climax of the
about
film.
Tony is Kiara's taller than her.
Exactly.
And that is. Freaks me. It makes me laugh.
So they were on either side of me, and I think I was the only one that started. You didn't cry in the movie?
No.
I absolutely cried.
What made you cry?
Just the conclusion of it. I was just really? Like, this. It was one of the.
I really, know why you cried.
Right, because I could see myself in them.
Yeah.
It's never too late for us. People like me can find love.
And abandonment issue,
yes.
Boy.
Oh, it was right up my alley. I was like, this is black excellence on the screen, and I'm so excited because you know, and this, and then I'll stop and let you talk. The thing that I love the most about it is that it was an all black cast, and it didn't feel like a black movie.
Wow.
It just felt like a movie that happened to have black people in it, and I couldn't have been more impressed.
I agree with a lot of what you said. Here's what I like the most. First, Lil Rel.
I was gonna say Lil Rel.
Freaking.
Does he not own every scene he's in?
Everything ever. Okay, so let me tell you about Lil Rel for a second.
Right.
One of his biggest fans, guy. Yes. Melissa and I, our first apartment, okay, Lil Rel was on Bad Boys of Comedy. Diddy's, remember that? Diddy
way,
Bad
way
Boys
back.
Of Comedy? Uh-huh. Let me see if this clip is on here. He did a joke on there.
Is that the one we're talking about, the trail name?
My anniversary fried rice.
Oh yeah. Oh,
can't
yeah,
have
yeah.
No. Can I have? I want. Can I have? I want.
Classic.
Oh my God.
Jesus. He's absolutely.
Josh, you were a child when Lil Rel came out.
Yes. Doesn't mean I don't enjoy Lil Rel now.
No, now you do, but you don't. You can't fully appreciate him.
Yeah, how are you gonna say I can't fully appreciate
him? Because you don't know him, Joshua. You're 11 years old.
I don't know him personally. Of course not. I've seen him a couple times in person.
Lil Rel used to have the mohawk. This was uploaded in 2011. I'm looking for a blind dime. I can't play the whole thing.
Okay. Shout out to him because he is making films better with
Lil
his presence.
Lil Rel, out of this world.
Yes.
Love, love, love.
Mm-hmm.
Issa.
Jeez.
Issa, big boss status. Woo! Ain't no secret, eh?
Come
La-di-da-di-da.
On. How you just.
Issa's a boss.
Bruh.
I'll give it to you. Here's what I loved about it.
Mm-hmm.
I like that there was no trauma.
No trauma.
In this movie.
It was fun.
It was light. Uh-huh. It was fun.
Yes.
I'm expecting a cop to show up, somebody to get punched.
Right.
There was literally no
Nothing.
Racism.
None.
No racism office.
None.
It was just a love story.
And it was
okay.
Great.
There was nothing. There was no inherent trauma. There was
no super villains.
There was no super villains. I don't really watch many romantic films. I wish I realized when I was watching this.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that we, you know, because so as black people, we always complain that we don't have no regular movies.
Right.
It's always slave movie this or trauma movie that, like, or comedy.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have these light, delicate films.
Just like
right?
this, right.
Written and directed by a black woman.
I did not know that,
Stella
really?
Stella Maggie, yes.
Oh.
You can always tell, I think, when a black person has directed a black film, it feels a little more authentic.
The music was immaculate.
The music for this movie.
God,
you will love this,
great.
Joshua.
Oh, Joshy God.
You will love
this. Oh, yeah.
The
Lucky Day's in it. Hers in good.
It. It, has, started, but here's it started the best off part. With Anderson Paak.
The music supervisor, I think, I forgot her name. She's young though.
The first opening shot, Anderson .Paak music blasted, amazing.
I'm going tonight.
It is great.
Tonight being Sunday. Okay,
and it felt so lush. You're gonna just go to the extended version.
Oh,
it was amazing. And it was
Chicago
Chicago Boy.
Come on.
I felt like I was about to listen to Shea Butter Baby.
You're like, play the whole thing.
Play the whole thing. And they cut it short.
It was.
But here's the other thing. They have, so it's a story of her mom and a love lost.
Right.
And then Issa and a love present, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the music in the story vacillates between the present day love story music.
It's
and
great,
so then they'll
Josh.
Go from like something like Ari to when it's her mom's story, they'll go to Anita Baker, one of my favorite musicians my whole life.
That was a good cast from you. I didn't even realize they were doing that, but I do now, and I love that too.
It was so good.
Those are those details, though, that make a whole experience out of a movie.
And that's the difference. So the music, the Anita Baker choice, big fan my whole life, loved her.
Right.
Right?
You've said this plenty of times.
Anita Baker's music isn't always in film. When it's a when it's not a black music supervision person, you won't get Ari. You won't get Lucky Day. You'll get popular music.
Right.
Well, you might. I don't even know if you'll get the Anderson Paak. So when the Anderson come on, Anita Baker is famous, but she's much more important to black people than white people. They don't know her as much as we do, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like things like that, I can't remember the last time I went to a movie where I knew freaking almost every song selected in a movie, right? Mm-hmm. So I love that. Mm-hmm. The comedy part was very like...
It wasn't forced. It wasn't corny.
It was very natural.
None of it was corny.
Issa was funny. Issa's comedy I like. Issa's very around the way home. Issa feels like she'll be home. Issa should come on game night.
Absolutely.
She'll come on game
night. She just seems just...
I'm invited. I'm going to hit her up. I might not get hit back, but I'm going to hit her up.
Hit her up. Yeah.
Big East. But even Cav, like New Office. You. Us. Game night. Know your biz. Biz is short for busy. Right?
The crazy thing about with Issa is, I don't know, I think I've just been just so impressed by her creativity that I never even thought like leading woman like actress. But
you never thought that from Insecure?
No, I did, but I guess I was just wrapping it up in the fact that it was her show. You know what I mean? So
is the movie different from the film for
you? Yes. And this is where I thought that this is what I thought was going to be a misstep, that they had the guy, one of the guys that played one of the characters that did her
he
mom.
Played Daniel.
Yes, in the show. I was like, no, don't do this. I'm not going to be able to separate it. But I didn't feel any. He's a really good actor. He's the real deal.
Good actor.
Shout out. And I'm telling you, bro,
and the guy who played the older version of him, I think he was in Just Mercy.
He was good. And the guy that played Lakeith's assistant. I was like, who is this young guy?
Everybody
was
good.
Just like, everybody is killing it.
And Chelsea Peretti from Brooklyn Nine-Nine was in
everybody.
She's the only white person that was even any remotely.
Right. And I liked her.
She was really funny in Brooklyn
Nine-Nine. And this is another thing about the movie, because you know I'm currently writing a movie for you and Tony Baker. Watching
Let me pause
this,
you right now and tell y'all something. What Matthew Cherry did with Hair Love, winning the Oscar, and now he's been tweeting like when he said, yo, I got an idea for an Oscar winning short film 4 years ago. He tweeted this.
And then he just got it?
And then he just won the Oscar for his idea that he had 4 years ago.
You got to be
first of all,
very
you
specific
have
with your
so
goals.
So let me tell y'all watching now so y'all can timestamp this. Mm-hmm. We finna change the game. Mm. Hollywood don't have to let us in the traditional way. Mm-hmm. We coming up in there.
Oh, yeah.
On that independent. This is why Double is working on a movie now. So y'all can come back to this podcast.
And
when
yes.
you see Kev on Stage Studios, Out of This World, Big, our seventh independent film, picked up by this.
Come on,
big
Kev.
Budget that. Just, I'm going to tell y'all now,
watermark
we starting
this.
With the video, the short form.
Yes.
Okay, we went to All Def, which was like digital media college for us.
Oh,
we learned how to produce at this level. We'll forever be grateful
always
for those 4 years. It was digital media college for all of us.
Yes.
Me, Josh, Doughboy, you want to talk about somebody who acted like knew they were, what they were doing at a job?
Me. Hello?
Didn't know what I was doing.
I didn't even have a job title, and I just created
degree.
It in
Doughboy
my head.
Doughboy was just up in there. What is your title? I be up in stuff. But now we are really... and this is what I love about our team. We're not satisfied with podcasts and short form video. Mm-mm. Our dream was always television and movies.
Oh, yeah.
And we are working to do this. So that's another reason why I like the movie. It's seeing people who are in your class and in your age group. Mm-hmm. Like Denzel, for me, is very different. Denzel, Brad Pitt, even
Shonda
Rhimes.
Came up, yeah.
They've been Denzel for specifically. Spike Lee, they've been stars our whole life.
Right.
It's one thing for Denzel to win and Spike Lee to win. They've been famous forever.
Right.
But for Issa Rae, who I remember when my boy Lil, my college friend, was like, I was at his house kicking it, and he said, have you heard of this YouTube web series called Awkward Black Girl? And I was like, nah, I never heard of it. He showed me the pilot, and I was like, this is the best thing I've ever seen. It was so, and the pilot for that is like 3 minutes long.
Really?
Yeah. Have you seen it?
I have
Aqua
not
Black
seen
Girl?
It. I need to watch it. Because I know.
Girl,
but
sometimes
she,
that's first, what
she
you
will
need.
Go down in urban folklore, like of
absolutely.
Somebody who changed the mode
but
of everything.
But watch the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
It'll set the you'll see what Issa is now. You'll see she had it way back
then. Right, because it's like she gave us something that we needed and we didn't even know that we needed it.
Exactly.
And speaking of when you need stuff, now listen, when you need red wine at 4 p.m., you know I don't drink, but if you have to have some red wine at 4 p.m. or sushi at 9 p.m., a breakfast burrito at 8 a.m. or
burger at 9 a.m.
You know, and ibuprofen at 10 a.m., Postmate it. You understand?
Oh,
Postmate is your personal food and grocery delivery solution.
Postmate sponsorship?
So no more trips. So no more trips to the store. You don't even need to. You don't even have to know where the store is. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Now, remember last week when I thought I was close to death, when I thought I was dying, and I was totally sick because I had food poisoning. Tony was out. She was gone. And I was by myself. I had to order some stuff. So what did I do? I hopped on Postmates. I got everything I need. Cough drops. Random stuff that I needed because I thought I had a cold and different things. Ordered a bunch of stuff. And then I nursed myself back to health. Thank you to Postmates.
Let me tell you what I did.
What'd you do?
Flying back from Chicago today.
Oh, okay. My. I already know this. Oh,
in the car.
Okay.
We're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
We Postmates three different orders. Me and Melissa ordered something.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah wanted something different from Postmates. Mm-hmm. And Joe wanted something different. Send the Postmates so that 5 minutes after we arrive at our home.
Come on. Isn't it so convenient? It makes life a lot easier. Now, listen to this. They're the largest 24-hour on-demand network in the U.S. Just download the app for iOS and Android for free. Browse local restaurants and businesses and track your delivery in real time. Now, listen to this.
Listen to this.
A limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. Wait, to start your free deliveries, download the app and use code RR.
RR?
That's code RR.
RR.
$100 of free delivery credit on your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with the code RR.
RR.
Whoa. Maybe hold I need on. To open up these ads before we start reading.
Bro, we got away a post.
First of all, we got Postmates.
We got a Postmates ad?
And second of all, we giving away a hundred? God is moving his hands over this podcast.
How did we find reading this, man?
This is Melissa's work, by the way.
Wow.
Melissa was like, we need to get these people that we use.
Wow.
Postmates, I use a very much lot.
Wow. That's why you was asking for my Postmates info. Man, come on, guys.
You didn't even have Postmates.
Now I got it now.
And you got a Honda.
A Honda?
Wow.
I love Postmates.
Look at God out here showing.
I'm going to save my shit, all my personal stories for future ads.
Let me tell you my theory on what I believe about black cinema. I believe there was a moment in black cinema right around 1988. I've always thought this. When Eddie Murphy made Boomerang. And it was such a smart, dope comedy that had black people in it. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a black movie. And I feel like something happened after that.
What do you mean
that.
It wasn't a black movie?
It was a great movie, and there was just happened to be a whole black cast. And I remember there was an interview one time, and somebody was asking, like, why, you know, aren't there any white people in it? And he had said something to, you know, whatever in the interview. But my theory is, whatever happened around that time, I felt like Eddie stopped making movies like that. And then he kind of, for whatever reason, started making, like, funny.
Yeah, because he had Harlem Nights.
Yeah, like, and then something changed. And I felt like that resurgence came back around, like, around the time that Love Jones came out, Brown Sugar. I felt like we had a moment there. But I feel like now it's back.
You got to watch. They got to
have us on
Netflix.
It made me
want to
write a movie. It made me be like, I want to write something that, because it was very real.
Watch They've Got to Have Us on Netflix.
They
I just started on
the
plane. Yeah. Okay. It's about black cinema. I'm only halfway through the first episode, which is about the pioneers and stuff, like Harry Belafonte, Robert Townsend. Mm-hmm. And it will get you like super excited. But the reason I bring it up is that Barry Jenkins said almost the exact same thing. He's the guy who directed Moonlight.
Okay.
And he was like, there's a, you know, like you wouldn't have been able to make that movie before. It's about black, dark-skinned gay men.
Oh.
And the budget was like, I don't want to get it wrong, but the budget was small and it made a lot. And it won an Oscar. Remember that's the one that La La Land won? And then it was like Psych, Moonlight won.
Oh, okay. Oh, that was that movie that you're talking
about.
Yeah,
you've been watching Moons Over Miami.
Shut up.
But it's a similar.
He's watching Moon Pie.
By the way, pause everything.
Okay.
Well, how many more thoughts do you have on the photograph?
I thought it was the best movie of the year easily, and I hope that it's up for Oscar contention. And it changed me walking out of it. So,
what Oscar would you feel like it should be nominated for?
Movie of the year.
Best picture.
Best picture. That was, because it was good like that.
Photograph?
Yes.
Already.
I love Doughboy, bro.
Because,
if he's
bro,
in, he's
it was
all
just great.
In, bro.
It was a great film.
Let me tell you what I really liked about it.
Okay.
It told a story of love.
Okay.
Between generations, through the lens of this photograph, Issa's
that
character.
That is a very good elevator pitch.
And Issa's mom, her love lost and a love found through decisions made. And are we gonna be the ones that repeat our parents' mistakes, or are we gonna make the choice to be different?
And I think that's why I loved it too, because I felt like it really spoke to me.
Yeah,
it made me feel like you'll be all right. Some of us just get it later.
Some of us just get it later.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? But just
did you think you weren't going to find love?
I did for years. Side note, man. There was something that kind of serious. Like, I've been like bouncing back and forth. And I kind of, because I know we just want to be just, I know that we're live. Okay. Man, sorry, I'm trash.
We know.
I want to talk about it. But no, you had something else you want to
talk
about.
No, we'll talk about it.
No, what else did you want to talk about?
No, we'll talk about you being trash. It seems like it's more closely aligned with the photograph.
Yes, because I don't know how to be a good man in a relationship sometimes.
Ho.
That was heavy. I knew it was going to go heavy any direction. And I was scared.
You never know it, though. It could be. I have gray hairs.
And Tony will probably kill me for talking about it, but I got to speak my own truth.
You want to call her?
She's in here right now.
I'll deal with it. This is who I am. Let me say it before I just go back into my shell.
Let me tell you one of the problems of being married to or being with people like us. Melissa actually said this. When you are with people like us, your whole life becomes content.
Yes.
It's an unfortunate side effect of being, because we're comedians too.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff is going somewhere. It's how we process. Now that we have podcasts, we just got too much stuff to talk about. And our personal life. They call them in. I got to talk about my
sex
life.
And this is like,
life.
I almost,
on the Love Hour?
Right. Yeah,
there are some things I've said.
Bruh.
What I said on the last bonus?
Bruh, I was just like,
wow.
Yeah.
Hey. So you know I understand.
So, but and this is the crazy thing
let
is
me see
like
what
I,
Tony's going
to
say.
I wanted to call you and ask you about it because you know, it's just I just needed advice. So, I'll just be honest. And it's okay because I was the one that messed up. So, I almost like because of my behavior, got my relationship ended on me.
Time out. Tony says, wait till after the Love Hour, Anthony DeWitt. She has one middle name.
That's fair.
Listen, I love you. I love good content.
Let's respect that.
Okay. She, respect the respect.
She is you with
the
Anthony DeWitt.
And we're doing that bonus episode this week.
Okay.
So,
but just know, I need to talk to you about it.
Oh, we're going to
hear. Cut the camera. Hey, yes. Cut the camera. No, okay. No, cut the camera.
Okay.
So here's what I was going to say. Let's just hold that for the bonus.
Okay.
Some things is family only.
Some things is family. And we are going to talk about that
we're
on
the We're talking about Love Hour After Dark. Okay.
Okay.
And she went DeWitt on you.
Okay.
DeWitt around my lips. Because I was finna call her. Like, I ain't got her number. Because I don't want to add to no stress.
Thank you for always having my back.
Here's what I was going to say. 253.
Come on. Listen.
Anthony Doughboy Belcher, whom I've known for many a year.
Yes.
What, 5 years going on our fifth year of friendship now?
Yeah. No, we just hit 5 years.
Okay.
In 2019. I met you in 2014.
Was it really?
Yeah, remember?
2020.
Remember the first battle?
Yeah.
Battle rappers are ridiculous.
I got in trouble for that.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
but that led to, which was first, 12 Hours of Blood or that?
I think we shot Battle Raps Are Ridiculous first.
Right, okay. And then we did 12 Hours
I think
of Blood.
That was a full
blood.
Day. Yeah, I wasn't even there.
Yeah.
They were there.
When I met you then,
I
big
was
boy.
I was 480. I was in very much 480s.
480,
uh-huh. Wow.
Weight loss surgery
in 2015.
Yo-yo, back and forth, up and down,
rehab, alcoholism. And to be 253, I don't even know how to process it. I found myself crying yesterday, and that's why I jumped in the chat and I stopped listening to everybody.
Let me tell you about time out. Doughboy is a trash group chat person.
I am.
We have a real comedian social media chat. That we've had since the tour. We're talking about Jason's birthday. We're celebrating him. Doughboy comes in. Man, I was crying. We're like, yo, Dough, we was talking about something. Because he just did this like 3 days ago. Yo, Dough, like, yo, check the group. Scroll up before you jump in with something. Yo, all right, my bad, y'all. Then today, man, I was crying, bro. So then we're like, yo, scroll up, Dough. He's like, oh, yeah, happy birthday, Jay. Man, I was just sad.
Bro, because it's a... And it's not necessarily a sad thing. It's just learning. Like, when I said that I would get down to 225 pounds and I'm 486, I think a lot of it is just you just hoping for the best.
Doughboy willing himself.
I throw myself, like, I just make myself believe things that I don't really believe, but I just Do it anyway. But you got to understand, bro, the 250 thing, the reason why it's so important, I have not been this size since 2001. The last time I remember being this close to this weight, I was 245 pounds in 2001, and I remember it was on October 6th. And I remember walking into my boy Speck's house, and because I was listening to the Blueprint, and I remember he had a song called "You Don't Know," and I remember walking in saying, "You are now looking at 245, man." I like flipped the lyric, but I was joking around. And then after that, I stopped eating good. And the next time I weighed myself was in February of the next year, and for the first time, I was 300 pounds. And I never got under 300 pounds until 2016. So you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I very much, I've been yo-yo guy this entire time. And so to actually be at 253 pounds, it's like, and to be 28 pounds away from 225, bro, I've been trying to lose weight since I was 10 years, 28 pounds.
You're only 28 pounds from
28
your goal?
Pounds away from a goal that I didn't think was real to begin with. So as I'm getting closer to it,
wow.
And it's like, I don't even, like some bro, I'm looking at myself in the mirror now and I don't even recognize myself. Like I seen a jawline. I was like, I seen my Adam's apple the other day. I was just like, what?
You saw your Adam's apple pie.
So it's just like, I don't know. And it's just crazy because I've literally been trying to lose weight since I was 10 years old. And me and my best friend Justin at the time, we both got on the scale and we were both 100 pounds at 10. And we didn't know what was going on, but we were just like, we probably shouldn't be this big.
Scale was so like then
we
already?
Were just fat. So and I remember like as
so we probably bro, shouldn't be this big.
And I've driven myself insane over the years. I remember the day before I started seventh grade, I realized I'm fat, and I was like, I gotta do something.
At what point were they playing tag?
Like, I started running laps. I started running laps around my living room the day before I started seventh grade because I felt like I needed some cardio. Like I thought I could lose weight by the next day. I got kicked off of a roller coaster, which is the most embarrassing thing you're ever gonna go through. Like, I've had very humiliating experiences in my life because of my weight, and so to be this close, I think that sometimes I go back to self-sabotage, like I always do. I get to a goal and then I do something to push me far away from it, yeah. And now I'm not doing that. And so it's just, bro, it's starting to affect me in different ways, coming to grips with it. And I don't really know how
to
deal with it.
I think it's, you should feel your feelings.
Yes.
You should go to therapy. I think there's a lot of, I'm telling you to go to therapy, and I'd be like, I don't mind going to therapy on my own self. Therapy.
Just get Talkspace, man.
Talkspace, man.
But it's not.
What?
Well, no, go ahead.
What?
No.
No, you know.
No, go ahead.
I think when you deal with the underlying issues, it'll be a lot easier to understand the success you are enjoying, and you should be able to sustain it more. Because I think with alcoholism and overeating, both of those things are symptoms of internal issues that you didn't deal with that allowed you to get to over 400 pounds and allowed you to or part of the reason why you suffer with alcoholism.
Right.
And if you get to 225, which everything's, all signs point to that, right. And I'll be there with the donut to congratulate you. But when you get there, those feelings will still be those feelings.
And that's what I'm starting to, like, I don't want to say worry about, but it's just like, and this might sound stupid. And
no,
that's okay.
It probably will.
But I feel like I've been trying to lose weight my entire life, and I feel like once I get to this point, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
When you achieve your goal?
Yeah, because this is something that I've literally been trying to do every day of my life.
Do you think that's part of the reason why you haven't done it?
Yes, because I feel like, what am I supposed to do when I'm done? Then what will push me?
You know what a lot of bodybuilders do.
But I feel stupid for feeling that way.
Why? That's a normal. Feel your feelings.
I don't know.
Make room for them, man.
Yeah, make room for your. Why is that dumb?
I don't know. Because I'm just like, it's become so ingratiated as a part of my life that I don't know what to do. Once I get there,
bro, imagine what it's gonna feel like once you do get to that. And you're like, man, if I'm able to do that, what else can I check off this list that I've been meaning to do my whole life?
I'm telling you, you 100% agree with Joshua Gonzalez. You also, okay, I got to 225. Now what do I want to do? Do I want to bulk up? Do I want to be able to bench 225 15 times? Do I want to be able to run a, like, you can always find ways to challenge yourself, or you can say, okay, what do I need to do to maintain this weight? And with the amount of energy I was expending working out to get down to this, what can I do for my personal career? So now I'm 225. Maybe it only takes, because now you're doing an hour of cardio in the morning, and then you hit your trainer.
And then I lift the weights 5 times a week.
Okay, so maybe you're like, okay, now I can cut down. I'm just saying. Maybe 30 minutes of cardio and 30 minutes of lifting weights.
Yeah, because
all it
now
takes.
It's maintenance. And now it's versus... maintenance.
So with that 45 minutes, maybe I can dedicate that to writing. Or I can work on strength training. Or I can learn to kickbox. Or whatever. Like
whatever.
Bodybuilders who do this professionally always have something new. Even if it's just, I need more definition in my traps or my lats or my legs are not as strong. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can always find a physical thing to work on that you can focus on. Or you can say, I want to get up to 245, but I want to be beastie.
And that's another thing too, that now I'm going to have to start having a conversation, and it's something that I'm super sensitive about. But even like with skin removal now, like at this point, it becomes like, I got to like have the conversation, because now it's like, no matter how many weights I lift or how much running I'm going to do, you know, like now it's like, you know, and I think a lot of the reason why I kind of shy away from that conversation is because, you know, I got weight loss surgery. You know what I mean? Like, I had to go under a knife to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm like, I'm not going to do that again unless it's ultimately necessary. But at the same time, I'm just like, I guess I have to, you know, be a little bit more open.
Well, I think that's a,
that,
yeah, that's a, know, that's a thing you can,
but I mean, but before you even keep that thing going, one thing that I have figured out though is that, you know, I did learn a skill in doing all of this, in losing weight and working out and eating right. And I probably should share those skills with the world. So speaking of Skillshare, Skillshare is an online learning community where millions come together to take the next step in their creative journey, with thousands of inspiring classes for creative and curious people on topics including illustration, design, photography, video, freelancing, and more. You know, I'm trying to build my YouTube page, Kevin, so I've been having to get my thing going on, like, you know, photography. So I definitely hopped up into Skillshare. I'm learning how to take better pictures so I can place those on my thumbnails for YouTube. It's a whole thing. Now listen to this. You can learn and grow with short classes that fit your busy routine. Skillshare is also incredibly affordable, especially when compared to pricey in-person classes and workshops. An annual subscription is less than $10 a month. Now listen to this. Skillshare is a proud sponsor of Righteous and Ratchet. Explore your creativity at skillshare.com/RR and get 2 free months of premium membership. That's 2 whole months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. Get started and join today by heading to skillshare.com/RR. That's skillshare.com/RR.
I was really legit listening to you. I was like, was it a skit? I didn't realize we were at ad time. I've been trying to like,
it's so funny because I legitimately get you every time. It's a whole
thing. Did you see my balls in that camera?
No.
Melissa kept calling me a thought because I'd be wearing the sweatpants and my balls be like, yo, I want to talk on the podcast.
We got some things we want to talk about.
Yeah, man.
The South got something to say.
That works on so well.
You got it. You got it. I knew I was just trying. I didn't know if that was going
to hit. Under the pin as well. On, it's like always the Johnson. Never the Howard.
Welcome to Atlanta with a...
The South got something to say. Wow. I was watching that real time.
For real?
I was watching that award show. I was living in the South. And I was like, yeah, Andre.
You ain't have nothing to say. All right. We do, don't we?
But at that time, it was like East Coast, West Coast every day. Mm-hmm. Like, enough. I was like, bro, enough.
Somebody Outkast, else.
Bro, when I lived in North Carolina at the time. When Outkast was releasing those albums, I'd only lived in the South for like 3 years, but you are who you're around.
You live there though.
But it was during the East Coast, West Coast beef, and it was like, that was all rap, all the source.
That's
it was all
it was.
Rap.
Like, I'm sure you guys were like, enough.
Yes, enough. So I was going to black high schools in North Carolina that had the bands, you know? Mm-hmm. So the high school, like E.E. Smith, Westover, 71st, they would be playing Outkast at the bands and stuff in the halftime show.
Right.
And I was like, bro, like mainstream wasn't ever really rock with it. But on the South, like that's all we heard.
I remember the first time I heard. I remember the first time I heard Players Ball. I was like, guys?
Do or Die, Poe Pimpin'.
Oh.
P-I-M-P.
You was Poe Boy Pimpin'. But yes, man. Thank you. Thank you for breaking that up. Because I was starting to get a little emotional.
Listen, man,
about
let me tell you what. We getting old, bro.
We are.
Let me tell you what. I'm learning about my body. There's a, and I'm not even a professional athlete. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine what a professional athlete goes through. Mm-hmm. In my mind, I am more athletic than I really am.
That's right? Funny.
When I think raced, that's the flaw of man. When we raced, I was sore for like 3 weeks.
And it don't go away.
In you the groin times. Area. Mm. We played basketball. Ugh. My back was hurting for 2 weeks.
And we had three shows the next 3 days.
Stupid. Mm. And we were on like slick basketball court.
Why are we so dumb as men?
Competitive. But here's the thing. After I work out now, I have to stretch.
Oh, yeah.
If I don't stretch, my hips will tighten up and then my back will hurt. Happened at the La Brea show. You were there. And then also, I can't do heavy impact thing. My left knee been bad since I tore my
ACL.
That's
why I don't run.
So I've been doing jumping. You know, when I lift, mm-hmm. right, I've been doing a lot of lifting. Jump rope. Lift, jump
watch
rope.
Out
so
I'll be doing. Be careful with the jump rope
well,
too.
Here's the thing:
it's all on the knees.
My
We're
knees
old.
Start hurting,
walk, bro. Just walk.
I'm going to try the Doughboy approach.
Try it.
Low impact
an hour,
for the next 6 weeks.
4 miles an hour.
I've been doing the pool, which
you good.
Let me tell you what.
Pool will change your life.
Oh, you'll drown.
When you're a child and you're at the pool.
And you get out, you'd be so hungry. You never thought about that, right?
But that's two. But I was always so hungry. But two, when you are like swimming in Olympics, because the gym I go mm-hmm. to, it's Olympic-sized pool. Swimming that, bro, I'd be legit out of breath,
it's
sweating.
And it's full body. It's everything. And your core is keeping you floating.
Yeah. So I'm realizing like, if I don't stretch for real, I will be hurt.
And you and there's like, and then there's nothing you can do once you get
but
injured.
Can you imagine being like Vince Carter, who at one point could throw his elbow into a basketball rim, mm-hmm. and he's still playing in the league, right?
Well, that
but
is
six,
insane.
7 years from now, when he can't dunk, or an NFL player, like how nimble and fast you like. I was never that good of an athlete. I was just out here playing sports. So it doesn't really hurt me. Like, it's not like I used to be able to dunk crazy. No,
right, but you still had athletics to a certain level, though.
Now, when I was playing you, I was like, there were so many moves I used to be able to do.
And you just can't.
And I used to play basketball for 5-6 hours, then ride my bike.
It's like your mind still remembers that it can do it, but your body is like, eh.
Your body is like, nah, do it if you want to. And that is big trash.
Yeah.
But you inspired me. You I read your comment. First of all, I'd be your biggest champion because I knew
bro,
I like here's the thing that I like so much about you in your weight loss journey that I think people can take a lot to. You deserve whatever you work for. Like I always know this is a insecure friend moment. I'm your champion, but when I see you winning, I'm like, bro, I gotta get on my workout. Right. But I'm like, bro, what am I doing that's keeping me from working out? And it's this. It's three on Kevin on Stage Studios, all deaf. It's traveling. It's performing. So it's like what I put above weight loss is my career. Mm-hmm. Like I'm trying to get a house. I'm trying to cover the cost of this.
Uh-huh.
It ain't no punk.
And they want it every month, apparently.
For who 5 years? I put the first and last down.
And y'all, they're going to come on March 1st.
They still made you first and last?
Yes.
Woo.
I had to do it a lot.
What?
Bro, so here's the funny thing. Right? So we moved in. I did the first and last, right?
Woo.
And then she was like, also, but you need your first month.
Wait.
The first month was the next week.
Wait, when you say first and last,
I
thought
said
first
this,
was.
This first?
There's first, last, and then there's another first?
Then, but no, because they gave us early access. Then once we started, the next month was already starting.
Oh, so you had to prorate that.
I was like, why so much?
What's like what's 15
and
days?
And here's what you got to understand. The last of a five-year lease. So this lease goes up 3% every year.
Oh,
your last isn't the same as your first. It's the last with the 3% increase times
over
5 years.
That's 15%.
I have to pay the last of what this rent is going to cost 5 years from now. I had to pay it last month. I was like,
oh, wait, you got to pay the
last.
Oh, wait, that's not fair.
That's not, bro.
That's not fair.
The least they could have done was give you the 15 days, bro.
No.
Nobody's even here. Nobody's
no
in here right
even
now.
Padding for inflation.
They baked in the. So they're, I'm learning a lot about
the game.
The racism office, they weren't playing above the board.
Right.
That lease was the same.
Right.
The five. This all on the up.
So
and
they
up.
Calculated, like, you'll stay here.
If
this is
I
the,
sign a 10 year lease, they can. They bake in 3% every. So
oh,
this
no.
every March 1st, when it runs back around,
they're gonna be like, "Hey, man,
3% increase, 3% increase." 3% increase. 3% increase.
And you did not know this going into it.
I'm learning.
That would have been a deal breaker for me. I'd have been like, I'm out of this.
Business. They do a lot more. So the reason we got the LED lights and this and that, the longer the lease you sign, the more they're willing to do. They put the sink in. You know, you do sign a 10-year lease. They're like, man, you can live up in here for that. But they like clean. They take the, we didn't even notice. They take every the night. Trash out here.
When I shot the Gazi tapes, they walked in.
Absolutely an upgrade.
They got a cafe in here.
Yes.
But that's why you get the 3%. They got security. They got fobs. We got all kind of stuff. But you also got to pay the last five years. But I said all that to say, you hit me the other week and you were like, Kev, let me explain something clearly to you. You schedule our shoots, I will be there. You were like, I don't travel. I just got this and the movie to work on. Just schedule. You basically told me to shut up in the nicest way possible.
Yeah.
Shut up and just be here, right? So I realized, like, you have been having... Because the competitor in me is like, let me tell you what I'm not going to do. Let Doughboy be 225 while I'm 250. Just won't allow.
We're just built like that.
I just can't. Right, exactly. Right? But I can't necessarily create more time. So I was like, let me cut to like more cardio. Because I'm like, man, I don't want to be skinny and look weird. But then I was like, it looks fine on Doughboy. I will be doing that. But I realized and this is why weight loss never is top of the line for me, because for me it's like I want to get to making movies. I want to cover the cost of all my stuff. I want to buy a house in LA. My kids are Zay's 4 years from college.
Oh, how you dealing with that? Because I ain't dealing so well. Yes, I ain't dealing so
I'm
well
not
with
crying.
This. Yes, you
this
are. Let it happen.
No, this is sheer
frustration.
Give
me the other cold open. It's
no, no, it's not. It's
avoiding
not. First of all, they think I'm crying in every episode. I'm not. I'm just more like, fam, these kids really are going to grow.
This is a boy got Kiara, a Valentine's Graham.
A Valentine what?
A val like a, you know how they have like they give.
You said a Graham like a telegram.
Graham, like a.
No, did you say Valentine's?
Valentine's, yes.
No, but then he said Graham. Like, Graham.
But did you say time?
Yes, you know, it was just Friday. Valentine's.
Time.
Como un N.
Like, that's a whole joke on the internet that black people say Valentine's, but then you did say it. You did say it.
This is really a thing? People are talking about this? Really?
I mean, you said
Valentine?
You listen, said I'm more
it.
Concerned that some dude then got Kiara.
Before that... before the grammar.
Valentine's. Somebody got her a Valentine Graham.
Okay, carried when you say M. like that, it just sounds weird. Also, Mexican people really stepped it up on Valentine's Day.
Oh, they just
got it. You see us? How do we get the
where
stuff,
we get these
Joshua roses?
Man,
I don't know.
All the red and the confetti and the balloons.
They all my favorite fruit carts. They didn't have fruit.
No,
they
no.
Had everybody switched over to teddy bears.
This will let you know that I live in a very heavily populated Mexican community.
That's the whole valley, baby.
They at the CVS. First of all, it's like CVS y más. Like,
for,
so
real,
that's,
for real, though.
That's the whole thing.
My
yes.
house is y más.
I ain't never
then
seen
you
that
go
before.
In,
it's new.
They had nothing but balloons for Valentine's. All of them were in Spanish. I was just like, well, I'm just, I don't
Bro,
know
but if
what
you
it
look
says.
Around, we be this reading. Neighborhood, it's
y-mas?
95%.
Y más?
Yeah. You know what y más means? You're a quarter Mexican.
And
I'm
more.
An eighth. Mm-hmm. He's 100%.
But why put that in? I don't, it was just.
It attracts the demo, man.
When I go to the Bank of America by my house, every, you know, the signage, like, mm-hmm. come in from, everything's in Spanish. Every customer's in Spanish.
Debito.
Have you? you looked around, though?
Yes,
Los Angeles is mostly Hispanic.
Are you guys just realizing that right
no,
now?
I know.
I mean, Emas kind of pushed
like,
me over the top.
It's not a secret.
That's like, what
I'm
this
like,
is
bro,
a whole thing.
Outside of the industry, like Hollywood part,
yeah, it's
mostly, like,
yeah,
but it's
we're
Americans.
Just around, we're just around the 5% or the 10, whatever like percentage
of the industry mean
of the population in LA.
Yes,
happens to be that.
Unless you know it's
industry.
Changing when you see Emas.
It ain't changing.
It's
the marketing is changing. The bank is like actually, man. But think about it. That Bank of America right over there, bro. Ain't nobody but Mexican people in there.
Should we learn Spanish?
No. I mean, you should.
I mean, just
it
so
hurt.
You know,
I mean,
ahead.
It's not knowing Spanish is not going to affect you,
right? Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. But to honor your culture, you're a quarter Mexican. What about la raza?
Okay, that's all I know. Kiara is Spanish too, but no, a boy got her a thing, man. I don't know, man.
She's in ninth grade or tenth.
Yeah, she's in ninth.
Bro, you got
boys
3 years
be liking her,
oh, man.
I don't know, man. It's too much. I just wanted to be
used
a baby.
You used to like
man.
Girls?
I know, and it's just a whole, it's just weird, man.
What's weird?
That she's growing up and she's not this little girl anymore. She used to sit right here, Kevin.
I
here.
Know. I used to hold Isaiah. He was 4 pounds, 6 ounces.
I just don't.
I used to hold his little baby head, and he had no fine motor skills. He just, I now everything I do is cringe.
He got a whole deep voice. I just feel like I'm no longer as cool to him anymore. I be seeing him.
You're fine.
No, I don't feel like I'll be like.
You're fine. Yeah. He actually said you're supposed to send him the movie stuff.
I need to put him in a thing.
He was like, man, I thought that was going to be a part of it.
Oh, no, I said, that's my bad. Oh, no, I'll send it. No, I wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah, just text it to him.
Yes, though. For sure.
But I'm going to tell you what messed me up. The first thing that I realized they were growing up, it wasn't the way they look. It wasn't deep voice. It was not. Oh. It was sarcasm. When I realized they were learning sarcasm, I was like, oh, you understand sarcasm. Oh, you're funny. You're making jokes.
That's crazy.
Look at Doughboy in the Nike dry fit.
Shout out to Tony. Tony, side note, how was your Valentine's Day? Was it good?
So
shout out to her. She got me this. She got me a
Valentine's
whole bag of workout stuff.
Valentine's Day for me was.
Mine was trash.
Wait, what's I ain't going to hold you. What is today's date? The 16th?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 2 days ago. 2 days. Friday.
So we actually celebrated 2 days early. Because we were going to Chicago for my brother's thing, mm-hmm. We actually had a red eye that day, and we had a whole bunch of crap to do. So we went to Catch LA.
Wow.
Wait, Catch LA?
You got money.
What's Catch LA?
It is a restaurant that is out of this world.
That's where you wanted to go.
Oh, that's where I was saying that we were going. That's what Tony had. We never even went out for the 2 years.
Let me tell you what. We should go there. At this
point. Oh, we got
to
go.
We're not going to Catch, though. I'm
going
to tell you that.
We are going to Catch.
Are we?
Let me tell you what.
He wants to tax me because I taxed him so many times.
Catch, disrespectful here. Our reservation was for 8, okay. Right? We get there, 7:55.
I thought you said 8 people. I was like, this bill is about to be stupid.
Who do you think I'm, Tyler Perry? They don't seat us till like 8:40.
Because
it was that popping, right? I'm like, fam, like, I got stuff to do. They're like,
you had to fly out that night?
No. We celebrated 2 days early.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, this is a regular night, then it wasn't.
Wednesday? It was like this on a Wednesday?
It was just Wednesday. Popping there. Leanne V was there.
Of course she was.
Daystorm's girl who used to be his assistant, official Janina.
She was with Don Benjamin?
No, he wasn't there. It was like a girl's night out. They all had red dresses on.
I'm sure it was.
But it was like the club. They were at the bar.
Yeah, catch me there.
The bar was popping. It was like ridiculous.
That just sounds like this too much, but go ahead. But
it
go ahead.
Was the most. Right. The most. Mm. But the food there.
What do they specialize in? Seafood? Do they
crab
pre-cracked
crab legs?
I'm becoming a crab snob a little bit.
Pre-cracked hot crab legs, creme de la creme.
I was cracking my own the other day. I was like,
this is beneath you now. You're a professional podcaster. You don't crack your own crab legs.
So y'all it was good.
Give a quick preface of the Catch experience though for everybody who don't really know.
Catch is a rooftop restaurant. Mm. Freezing, by the way. They had it closed off. How do you explain it?
Was it decadent?
It's a little bougie.
Super bougie.
Super pricey?
Not for me.
I was going to say,
I imagine if I said you guys that. But no, absolutely ridiculous. Like, let me tell you what. Like, we be having good, you know, I'm touring now.
Hey, you're living your life.
It's the good season. Right. You be thinking you're good.
Right.
Till that bill comes.
Whoa,
and I'd be like, who ordered what? And it's just me and Liz. I'm like, who ordered the pre-cracked crab legs?
You turned in a tone, pulling the glass. I know these crack. Chicken fingers.
I was like, I didn't even eat that. Take that off. Bro, people always think I'm rich. I have a lot of money. You don't have a lot of money when bills still surprise you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'd be looking like, see, that wasn't even that good. That was good. But we celebrated on Wednesday. But the actual Friday, I got my hair cut. Kids got their hair cut. We flew in the middle of the night.
My Valentine's was kind of, it was just.
What happened? Right, don't go into the part that's
I won't go into the part
dark.
About how I'm trash as a man. I'll talk about that.
I'll save that for
but
a later
no,
time.
But Tony had been sick the week prior. So she had been sick. So, you know, normally she's really good and she, you know, plans stuff, but wasn't a lot of planning going on. And plus, I was just super busy and I'm just not.
What are you busy with?
Just working. I've been really, you know, writing this movie every day. And then we had a whole day shoot. Like, it's just a lot. And so I didn't have time. I'd be using that as an excuse. I should have made time. So I basically.
Are you planning your schedule well? I don't believe
you
don't have time.
I'm working a lot harder, though.
Yeah.
I'm working a lot harder. I'm doing a lot of things.
I don't believe you are adequately using your time.
I promise you I am. It's a lot.
Run me through Doughboy's day.
I wake up at 5 a.m. I go work out, and I'm usually get back around 7:14. I take Kiara to school. After
what, 2.5 hours? You go 2 hours, 15 minutes for the workout?
Yeah.
How long are you on the treadmill?
This hour. I just like an hour, and I just do like 30 in the sauna.
You be in the sauna for 30 minutes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So, yeah. So
it's hot in there, though.
That's why I say I get up at 5, but like I'm usually getting out of the house around 5:30.
30 you know minutes saying? In the sauna? Mm-hmm. You still be taking your phone in there?
Mm-hmm. But I keep it in my pocket, though.
It's still it's hot.
So, I'm never going to learn. In any event, so then, like, and then I'll go off, and then, like, let's just say, what was that we were shooting Monday? I was here at, what, 9, and then we were shooting till 4.
Don't
then,
think you're heavy days. I'm talking about a regular day.
A lot of times I'm at the at Transit Studios, and I'm writing this movie. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, like, it's just a lot of stuff that I'll be doing. So I hadn't got her a gift or whatever, so then I didn't have nothing, and she didn't really have nothing planned. And then I kind of was just like, well, let's go to lunch. You know, it won't be that crowded, and let's go get a massage. I'm like trying to do all this stuff on the fly. And then we were supposed to see the photograph that day. She picked the wrong time for the movie. I was just like, everything. You know what I've realized? Whatever you believe is going to happen will most likely happen. And I be putting stuff like that in the air. Like, I always have bad Valentine's. And then when it goes wrong, I'll be like, how did this happen? It's probably because I spoke that into the air. And I got to stop.
That is a good revelation. Because you have the day you plan for.
Yeah.
If you call for plenty of time, okay, I want to go to Turkish Bath at 10. I want to do lunch here at 1, make the reservation. I want to do car service. I want to oop, whatever I want to do. Then you'll have the day that you plan for.
You can't just do it
on
the fly.
But if you're trying to wing it on Valentine's Day.
I'm trying to do it on the fly, then I'm mad because I feel like she ain't impressed with me doing it on the fly. Ain't you impressed, huh? I'm just a jerk. I got to figure that out.
We're getting
into
the love hour part. You don't know how to separate talks.
Tony's starting to come in here with receipts, so let's pump the brakes a little bit.
Okay. Tony's in the chat.
Did we hit an hour?
And she's not happy about it.
We'll talk about that on the love hour after.
Wait, we're not talking about the credit card thing?
Oh, we didn't talk about Darius Crooks.
First of all,
I'm just saying. My friend. Okay. You know him personally?
Yes. Uh-oh. He was in my home.
Okay,
hey. Here's all I'm going to say.
Check his pockets on the way out?
Here's all I'm going to say. Doughboy's trash.
I'm just saying, if a guy gets. Okay, go ahead.
I'm just curious because I don't know what
I'm going to tell you what happened because Darius has spoken about this at length.
Okay.
And I'm going to take him at his word, for he is a friend of mine.
Okay.
Fair.
His company, because they were talking about this in the chat, and I don't want to talk about it, but Doughboy wants to be funny guy. Diddy is crooks. Okay.
That was good, though, man.
His company, Above 701 Credit, was issued a consent judgment basically saying that operating a credit repair company is illegal in the state of Georgia. Okay.
Okay.
Just operating a credit repair company is illegal in the state of Georgia.
But I thought he was a cook.
No, he has multiple businesses.
Okay, gotcha.
So the judgment, see, you didn't even look into it. You just be talking out the side of your neck.
I said, what did you guys want to talk about? And everyone said Darius Cooks built his stuff shut down. So I did not know.
So here's two things that happened.
Okay.
Before that judgment, he said he closed his three restaurants. Rest in peace, Greens and Gravy.
What?
Soul Crab ATL, Soul Crab Chicago.
Why did he close them?
Because it was a mental health issue. He was struggling with his mental health. He's talking to a therapist.
That's a serious thing.
He realized that the restaurant business was triggering a lot of his issues with mental health.
Okay.
So he shut them down relatively abruptly. Shortly after that, the consent judgment came with. But why are you looking at me like that? Judgment came down.
Okay.
He went on Instagram Live to talk about it.
So he's saying one thing doesn't have to do with the other.
He said they don't have anything to do with the other.
But
he
the
said,
public opinion is different than this.
Public opinion is always going to be with
and
public
people
opinion.
Are putting two and two together.
So here's
saying,
what he said, though. He said, I'm going to give you the facts. This is what he said on Instagram Live. And he's a great clapbacker.
Okay.
He said, I'm going to give you the facts so that you can go and make your own story up anyway.
Okay.
So he said, the facts are the restaurants were affecting my mental health, so I shut them down. And the Above 701 credit company thing was issued a judgment, $140,000. He wrote the check for it. Didn't know, first of all.
Right, that's where I wanted to stop real quick.
Wrote a check for
$140,000.
Hey, man, you're doing much better than me. I can't write a check. I mean, I can write a check. You can't really cash it, but, you know, so he wrote a check.
He wrote the $140,000, okay. Signed, sealed, delivered.
Mm-hmm.
my bad, didn't know it was illegal. Another company had the same issue. He said there's more to come.
There's more checks that he's going to cut?
More companies who were operating credit repair companies in Georgia didn't know it was illegal in Georgia. And they'll be, those cases will happen soon. And that's it, and that's all.
Okay, so, man, so he didn't do nothing wrong.
The government really don't want you getting your credit fixed, man.
I'm sorry, Mr. Cooks. I didn't mean to call you Mr. Cooks. I should have heard.
You did mean.
What?
You did mean to.
Well, you sat saying, on that joke. You ran that joke back. Like
you just saw it in the comments.
I was just seeking clarity.
This is you.
Well, hey.
Jump into conclusions.
That sounds very, I mean.
And I'm taking him at his word. You can feel how you feel. He has given me no other reason to feel
I don't
any
like that face Doughboy keeps making.
Doughboy didn't brush his hair. So I don't know what you can say about him.
I don't know enough about the guy. I was just making
you brushing your hair backwards. What is going on? What's up with you and Jimmy Hustle?
Okay, I was going to grow my hair, and then he told me not to because my edges wouldn't survive.
Your lineup.
So listen
is
what he
all
said.
Over the place.
He had to have an honest conversation where I said, hey, man, let's just grow it out. He said, listen, man, I didn't want to have to have this talk, but let's just go ahead and have it. I said, what's up, man? He said, listen, if you grow it all out the same length, your edges are going to be exposed. He was like, they're going to be exposed. I said, what do you mean my edges are going to be exposed? He was like, exactly. You don't have any. They don't grow. I don't want this for you. So just keep, if anything, grow the top because your line is halfway decent. So I
you
can't
do
grow
have
it out
a
like
good,
this.
You have a and that's line. What happened to me first.
Right, but apparently if I tried to grow it out, back. It would be a whole ordeal.
Get the straight backs. That's get the I'm mohawk.
A, I'm, nah, I'm just going to grow the top because I want hair.
Remember the Dohawk?
Huh?
Dohawk, but Dohawk is tied to a bad version of Dohawk.
The alter ego Dohawk.
I did not like red mohawk.
Remember, he told me to get him water one time. I said I was at all depth. I was like, never damn mind.
He was the absolute worst.
You don't want Dohawk, though.
You don't want Dohawk, especially red Dohawk. Red beard. What were you doing?
That's because everybody, somebody told me I look like Jadena. But instead of being a classic man, they said like a sandwich man. So. I was like, ha ha, dye my hair red then. I want to look like the man.
I'm a sandwich, man.
So I know when I met him.
You lost all looking like Jafina.
Yeah, and you know when I met him, I
was
actually look.
Skinny joke?
Yeah, give me those.
I got to have a new angle on you for fatness, so it's going to be about loose skin. I'm going to let you know now.
But
your
what
favorite
about when
movie
I get...
is Skindiana Jones. You're from Gary, Skindiana.
Skindiana Jones?
Until you get the skin removed. Can you know what's funny about this? I was watching an old episode of Dad Jokes. Doughboy used to make a whole bunch of hairline jokes about me. Then I shaved my hair body. He was like, you're fat. Like, all I'm going to do.
We've got to adjust.
I'm just going
just
to switch
pivot.
Jokes. If you're 18 pounds, I will make fun of you for looking like
I'm
a
just glad that my face don't look crazy from losing weight.
Does no, you look really you good, know, bro.
And my like, head's not. No, but I do have a big head, though. I feel like this last 20 going to expose that head.
You know who ain't going to tell you nothing about that. I posted a picture of the Spectrum mailers because I mean people's mail. You know how many big head jokes? I actually got one that was funny. Hold on. Somebody hit me with one and I was like, whew. Because I thought I had heard all the funny big head jokes from Roast Me. People are clever. So first of all, this dude, don't roast me. Just these are a couple ones. Somebody said Kev looked like the oldest baby ever. Okay. Where was that big head joke? Hold on. Well, I'm gonna block this idiot. I verify Instagram pages. Oh no, that was a funny one too. People be funny. Somebody said also this was funny. It was like, man, you're in my mail, you're on my bill too. I was like, nah, I ain't got nothing to do with the bill part. Dang, man, hold on.
Get together, man.
It's a lot more comments than I realize. I forget.
But we just know you got a big head and people are creative in saying it. This has been
based
another...
on the size of your head, I can tell you overthink all your scenarios. Hope you got paid for them to use your image.
Okay. That wasn't
All right. Well, this has been another installment of Righteous and Ratchet. I have been Doughboy.
Kevin Fredericks.
And we will see you guys next week.
Where is that joke?
A peace.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.